In turn, the rejection by the archaeologists is also based on a scientific doctrine that says is out of question the existence of an advanced civilization, as described by Plato, in time of 12 millennia ago. Well, start with a dense population, large, to be assessed on the basis of data provided by Plato on the organization of the army Atlantis, namely, the 480,000 foot soldiers, knights 120,000, 160,000 men to drive cars to 60,000 cars and heavy light, 240,000 sailors, adding nearly a million men carrying weapons. With a rural population that, like the modern Chinese, and know the agricultural machines and only depended on his skill in manual effort fathoms for the execution of their tasks, the percentage of men in arms may not have been great, failing to harm the crops and, thus, create problems with the supply of foodstuffs. On basis of these considerations, the Atlantis must have counted at least 20, but, presumably, 40 million people. As reported by Plato, only the Great Plains to the south of the island, covering an area of some 200,000 square kilometer, its climate of the Azores was highly favorable and their fertility should be equal to the islands of the archipelago of Probe, where, before the arrival of Europeans, from 200 to 300 persons per square kilometer, were tired and quiet living, despite the lack of agricultural machinery and example of that until today, is with China and India. Therefore, the comparison suggests a number density of the order of at least 40, or perhaps up to 60 million people in the southern plains, which offered broad support, requiring so, only methods of irrigation, careful treatment crops and frequent transplantation of plant shoots. If Atlantis existed and was inhabited by an industrious people of peasants, that these were always well irrigate all crops in the field, then absence reason to doubt the Platonic narrative, describing the forces warriors of the island and the number of its inhabitants, indirectly deducted there. Now, then, to the pompous walls, surrounding the city real. People rich in metals such as the Babylonians, Egyptians, Incas and Aztecs, nothing would have to find those extraordinary works of art. Just remember the dazzling splendor found in the tomb of the young pharaoh Tutankhamun, very little significant figure in the metal coatings ziggurato of Babylon, whose magnificence Herodotus speaks with full knowledge of the facts, then to have it covered, and the teocalli, covered with gold and silver in ornaments and precious stones, the Aztecs and Toltecs, and also the temples of the sun, built by the Incas. And despite this, in the case of Atlantis, is put into question what, so-and-so Fismavel, was found with other people, even with the Peruvian, enshrined by history as the people who preceded the Age of Metal. The pre-Hispanic Central America was less rich in gold. Their highly civilized peoples continued to work the stone of fire, as was first worked by men Paleolithic, or chips and polishing it. They were a true tale the treasures of gold, silver and jewels won by Fernando Cortes in Tenochtitlan. The Sierra Morena Spanish, rich in precious metals continues, the island of Madeira, directly to the mountains of Atlantis submerged. Also there must have been shafts of gold and silver, as well as rich deposits of minerals, like as there was there. This thesis is not hampered by the sterility of the mountains in the Azores, because the tops of mountains that now emerge on the surface ocean, were then the height of 3,000 to 4,000 meters, and the mountains of the Azores current representing the highest peaks of mountains submerged and therefore are too high to close veins of metal, whose existence can be assumed in most strata located below and which are now immersed in the ocean. The example given by Old Mexico attests that a Paleolithic civilization essentially equal to the Aztecs during the Spanish conquest, was perfectly capable of working precious metals and mineral enriched. Although they had not found the remains of furnaces for melting Atlantic, it is easy to prove that in ancient times, ovens, melting of natural breeze, were constructed and used in places where less is suspected that they were. Are the furnace to melt the legendary King Solomon, in which the copper was cast for the sea of metal? The metal altar. The metal seats, containers, shovels and basins, and for Jikin and Good, the two imposing columns, erected before the entrance of the temple. In 1940, an expedition excavated the North American industrial, large size, in Wadi El Araba, a desert valley in the southern Negev, near vast occurrences of iron ore and malachite in the midst of huge hills formed by the slag and copper molds for casting, in sophismavelmente identifiable as such. Nelson Glueck, the chief of the expedition, surprised by their findings, raised the question, why these industrial parks have been located in the region exposed to storms, from the north, instead of a few hundred meters to the south, which would have been protected by hills, which still had freshwater springs. The excavations themselves charged with the answer, namely, in the center of a rectangular muramento is a large building. The green color of its walls can recognize, easily, in order to help, it was a furnace of fusion, the walls of bricks of clay bearing openings, arranged in two rows, the smoke and a technically perfect system channels air throughout the complex. On the whole, the building represents a perfect fusion furnace, modern type, designed on the principle that a century ago, reappeared in our industry, under the name of Bessemer furnace. The smoke and chimneys are in exact north-south direction, as the winds and storms in the Wadi El Araba played the role of bellows. It was well that worked, 3 millennia ago today, the fusion furnaces operate with compressed air. Dr. Werner Keller, und die Bibel hat Dockricht, The Bible Was Right, Melhorimentos Editions, 1973. Thus, a primitive people, owner of a technical, relatively rudimentary stage, was able to build such furnaces for melting, which are known, used to melt the copper, which has seen the supposed nature, recognize and use the aid it offered free of charge. Factors were so important, only the individual skill and intuition, which prevailed over the technical means available to men of those times, or it was a good course, possession of which depend on the degree of civilization and before can be found in early stages of cultural evolution, when man is still closely connected to nature, than a later, more advanced. Furthermore, it should be noted that the ridge of the mountains of Atlas, the volcano, claiming the sky, the object of divine worship and whose crater, when in eruption where the magma fluid transhipped, the Atlantic had constantly before the eyes of the primitive model gigantic fusion furnace, built by the very nature. Therefore, they should have just held that intuition as a gift, innate, enabling them to find the fundamental principle of a furnace for melting, accessible to other people, so only by rough tracks of technical progress. However, even considering all these data, also seem legitimate doubts as to the traditional dating of periods of early from the Metal Ages. According to the dictates of the current stage of our progress, we can say that post-glacial in Europe and at the same time, the Near East, there was hardly metals before 4000 BC, the copper must have happened before 3000 BC and bronze, presumably around 2000 BC. Comparison of artifacts, relatively rudimentary and the beginning of the Mesolithic period, such as hooks and harpoons, microlites, geometric, badly finished, swords, tools to scratch and punch, made of horn and bones of reindeer and used in civilizations Tardenoisiana and Capsana with products of high quality end of civilization Magdaleniana, such as strip, shaped leaf of laurel, spearhead, saw blade, microlites, as well as hooks and harpoons of bone and horn, finishing neat shows before a setback in Mesolithic artifacts of preparation, for purposes of dating the Paleolithic period. This clearly contradicts the prevailing idea of progress of continuous cultural development. Therefore, the Mesolithic period is now considered as gap, regression, time interval between two cultural, markedly different, which was the period of the glacial Upper Paleolithic, the Neolithic and post-glacial. This setback only if cultural explains as a result of interference in the natural evolution, expressed in parts found in archaeological excavations. Moreover, the archaeological findings do not confirm the hypothesis of continuous cultural development, without solution of continuity, but rather the opposite. the effects of a profound interference in daily life, with a simultaneous change in the glacial climate in the post-glacial. These two synchronous processes not only may, but shall be made in reciprocal causal relationship. In this respect, the change of climate and the factors that led to represent the cause of interference in the life of the day-to-day, as evidenced by artifacts dating from that era and not vice versa. The truth is that such a change of climate as to cause the retreat of continental glaciers ancient, deeply affects the living conditions of people of that time of transition. Equally certain is that the cause of a transition of such proportions, changing and incisive way, the climate of the whole earth may not have been a common phenomenon, but probably a disaster. If there was such a disaster, and, if so, those findings represent a first proof positive that negative, it may well have eradicated the legacy of a previous advanced civilization, Neolithic, and that complete eradication may have been the point of the modern research pre-considered as a historic, almost nothing that it remains in archaeological findings. Also for this event, the days of today that could provide a proof. Please God, if only theoretical. Suppose that a war survivor atomic bombs and hydrogen, carbon and cobalt to destroy life in the most part, in today's major centers of civilization, the cities would be destroyed and all documents, recording on paper the contemporary knowledge and progress, would be burned. What would happen then? Then, after the disaster, the few survivors in remote areas, spared apocalyptic horror that would have the huge task of starting all over again, on the wreckage of the past, starting from point zero. Many millennia have passed and scientists in the distant future just got to compare the findings, remnants of that time of disaster, long forgotten, with other findings, dating to the centuries that followed it. Scientists said the initial findings and then more advanced than the latter, but still do not consider as evidence for that in a past so remote and that it is for us the present, there would be something called advanced civilization. Probably, despite our current technical progress, of which all traces would be erased, the trial of our present time does not differ much in that now and we decided on the time of the end of Paleolithic period. For while the seabed is still guarding its secrets, it is a minimal chance of recovering metal products or other evidence of a civilization disappeared, through the underwater search. It would be the same as getting a shot in a fly, in a dark room because it is not known with sufficient accuracy, where the searchant would begin to fear that the ash and lava were covering with a layer thick and hard. What is being sought, would go in search of a prehistoric Pompeii, to 3,000 meters below sea level. Indeed, so far not found any trace of the legendary treasure of silver, gold or orichalco, but few were the searches undertaken for this purpose. Despite this, H. Peterson says in his book Said Atlantis and Atlantic, Atlantis and Atlantic, that something was found, saying, a vague indication in this direction was the finding of a single link in a thin stream of copper, recovered from the mud at the bottom of the sea by a station in Monaco, the southwest of Santa Maria, one of the Azores Islands, the N.A. Also this finding is coincidental to integrate the archaeological evidence, which, for purposes of the Paleolithic period, certified a culture more advanced stage than is usually assumed, in accordance with our current concepts ultra-linear concerning the progress of civilizations. Therefore, the proof of the existence of a large island in the Atlantic and the catastrophic loss, it will be of greater importance. Is the Atlantic were a civilized people? The massive construction works, described by Plato, could serve as a cornerstone of this thesis. Back to primitive times, the origin of giant constructions made on land, in the valley of the Mississippi River and other U.S. regions, such as Monmouths, Configuration Animalesca, snakes, jaguars, incisors of hills and mountains. No idea of who would have built, but there. Its existence cannot be called into question, as neither of the island of the Atlantic, with all its submerged huge works. Also, work on earthworks and irrigation made in China, in Sal India, India and Peru, also showed examples of an original technique of construction, however, failed to receive proper attention. The conformations of sandy, clay loam in China, rice in the empires of Southeast Asia, everything was done by the hand of man, without any mechanical device. Also there, apparently without efforts and without fanfare, the primitive technique moved billion cubic meters of earth and continues to move them. Plato reports of what works on land, executed in Atlantis, it is of tasks, from earliest times, for oral communities, employing means and methods of the most primitive and continuing to use them. What there is nothing exaggerated. So, what is impressive and commands respect the proportions are not quantitative, but the mental skills and vocations. Those irrigation systems and pipe reveal a simply great design. With a minimum of expenditure is obtained by a maximum of success, and it is precisely this which certifies the degree of mental progress, cultural and civilization, and drape achieved by implementing such works. However, this also corresponds to the planning of everything mentality totally dedicated to the life of rustic primitive times. If that concept were able to achieve huge, then they are at exactly this field of activities vital. The fertile land was the first raw material from which the man was served to his works great. Therefore, the first cultures arose in the alluvial land of the Nile, the Euphrates and Tigris, the Mississippi, there where the original material of construction existed in great abundance. Nobody could doubt that the vast plain of Atlantis had this precious material in quantities equal to those in other countries primitive but best known of the first human civilizations. A light coming to the west. Dot. At the time of humanism, the ancient Greco-Roman was considered the most advanced ancient civilizations. Then, we discovered the ancient Egypt and the even more ancient civilizations of Mesopotamia, the onion skin, the hill of Troy, the palaces of Minos in Crete, and so on. Always had to learn again, anew. However, in what was always a point peaceful, unchanging, the place where ancient civilizations flourished all these is in Eastern Europe. The fact also the son of human civilization was born in those regions, emerges as an act of cultural memory and easy to understand. However, it really a law, or just an illusion? In several places around the globe and were still found to be evidence from these schema. They include setting up the huge mountain animals in the valley of the Mississippi, as well as the civilization of wood and bone in Novaya Zemlya, the enigmatic works on the banks of Lake Titicaca and many others. Nobody knows the secrets kept by the virgin forests of Mato Grosso, the jungles Toltecas and Imensidos green along the Amazon River. Does this fit the idea, proclaiming that those regions of the west end of light penetrated the eastern civilization? Their evidence showing that, exactly, between 20,000 and 10,000 years before our era, emerged in the European species of human evolution clearly superior. This is the man of Cro-Magnon, Homo sapiens of Diluvial, whose restoration is being attempted in the Planck and Set the Eighth, the findings of bones and artifacts that allow us to conclude the existence of human beings in primitive times, are increasing and so remarkable, in large valleys, leading the east to west, the river Guadalquivir, Tagus and Douro, Charente, Dordogne and Garonne, all leading in the Atlantic. From which these new forms? In the years of 1969-70 found in Tierra del Fuego the tomb of Paulake, closing a skeleton of more than 10,000 years old, for the first time, was recognized a man of Cro-Magnon and so certified the presence of humankind in South America also assumed that such natural human being of Europe, these findings should proliferate toward the European center. However, what happens is exactly the opposite, because it dominates the man of Neanderthal prototype of a real European. Thus, the man of Cro-Magnon can only have arrived in the west. The Atlantic by sea, must have landed at the mouth of rivers, and climbing them, entered the heart of Europe. Fig. 7. A hypothetical curve of cultural evolution, according to the theory of evolution shows, approximately, the official doctrine of cultural evolution of mankind. Begins with the point zero in time ahead of time, with the supposed origin of man from the animal. the civilizations of the Sumerians and the kingdom of ancient Egypt, Greece and Rome, the Renaissance, epoch in cultural progress. Since then, civilization is the evolution curve upward. Of course, the thesis of an advanced civilization in Atlantis, C-range between 20,000 and 10,000, is not consistent with this conceptualization. However, is that official curve shows a situation of fact? The figure 8 illustrates the hypothetical migration routes, marked by the graves of Crow, Magnan Man, totally different than the man of Neanderthal and by findings of weapons, finished with more care and far more significant effect, with which well could have forced a withdrawal to the Alpine Redoubt, the last, so the lower arms of the invaders. This process, continued over the millennia, can be reconstituted with reasonable degree of probability, based on the findings made in the soil. They prove the argument that the man of Gro, Magnan came from the west and not the east, where the sun rises, however, is assuming that western descent, it must be concluded by its origin from a country in West Europe. The attempt to reconstitute reveals a remarkable similarity to Gro, Magnan man of the Indian, equal to the latter, also the Gro, Magnan era of high structure, building strong, muscular, an athletic type, in constant motion. To judge by the many findings from their giant bones, representatives of humankind should have been red, skins for excellence, embodied the prototype of the American Indian. Figure 8. The European colonization of the Southwest. On, line features, limits of the continental shelf. Thick line, continuing, current coastline. The arrows indicate the direction followed by the migration of man from Gro, Magnan, from the river deltas and penetrating into the interior of the continent, as evidenced by findings of bones and other pieces, dating from Upper Paleolithic. All immigrants came from the west. The Atlantic, of Atlantis, in cave paintings appear as red-skinned men, proto-Indians. From where the proto-Indian came to Europe diluvial? Thus, there are only two possibilities, either came from North and Central America, to 4,000 kilometers away, or come from Atlantis, the only 1,500 kilometers on the European continent. Moreover, Plato describes how supposedly, under the Atlantis, just those regions where, later, was still being done and the largest number of findings of the Crow, Magnan Man. If those early settlers had come from Atlantis to Europe at the time largely under the glaciation, then the traces of their culture, those left past European, not at all be considered as representing the degree of civilization reached in the island of Atlantis, for what within the European continent was only a pale reflection of the culture Atlantis. However, at the time, then all life evolved around the activities of hunting, taking advantage of the abundance of hunting in the virgin forests, for example as was later used by white pioneers in North American prairies. They resemble mammoth of the indiscriminate killing of herds of bisons in the Americas. Also, does the existence of primitive hunting peoples who, until now, living the Australian deserts, the virgin forests of Central Africa, Ceylon, Borneo and the banks of the Amazon, would conclude that their conditions of life were found in all the rest of the world? This conclusion would be wrong understood only when taken by individuals who never went out of its natural reserves and never had contact with more advanced civilizations. Moreover, it would be wrong to assume that the early findings Europe, dating from the end of Quaternary period, were decisive for the rest of the world. They do not constitute valid evidence to counter the possibility of being higher than the degree of civilization in the land, which the man of Gro, Magnan came to Europe in comparison with what it found. Who has had the privilege to see and admire the beautiful cave paintings? The end of the Paleolithic period, should be surprised by the strength of their artistic expression, the perfection of its representation, and the magic of the general impression, conveyed by them. Do the authors of these works of art, often equalized, would have been Forrest? But his talents had not finished there. The famous spearhead, in the form of a leaf of laurel, Magdaleniana civilization, the wedges and the knife blades, and finishing of neat setup, cut, manually, the stones of fire, yet do not represent the products of a process of polishing semi-mechanico, adopted in the Stone Age, but works created in a very skillful and intelligent processing of raw stone. Moreover, the degree of skill and intuition necessary to create those pieces may well be judged by those who tried to imitate with their own hands, which made the alleged forestry, 10 to 20 millennia ago. This practical process of reliving the past remote allows a proper assessment and safe. When the caravels of Christopher Columbus drop anchor off the coast of Guanahani, there were a primitive civilization of forestry docile. However, when the conquerors of Fernando Cortes found in coastal areas, the periphery of civilization Totonica, and a short distance from there, the plateau of Anahuac, an advanced civilization, they were astonished with the flowering of these crops that far exceeded the they knew in their homeland in Spain and Portugal. The barbarians were they, the conquerors, not Indians. The one. Similar differences should have existed between the life of pioneers, led by the few settlers of Atlantis, Europe, or the men whose bones, found in Gro Magnon, gave name to a kind man, on the one hand, and splendor in the heart cultural Atlantis, evoking the riches of Tenochtitlan and Babylonia, on the other side. Also, you could deny the existence on the islands of Java and Bali, there arise long before the first white man, an indigenous civilization, primitive in their technical aspect, but advanced in its spiritual aspects, psychological and artistic, when concurrently in the neighboring island of Borneo prevailing customs of barbaric hunters. 2. Head. Then the man continued during the hunter and collector, as happened in Europe at the end of glaciations. There, in the center of Indonesian civilization, flourished a civilization similar to that allegedly were to blooming in Atlanta and produced stunning works, flood of charm to all who came to meet them. Therefore, if to judge on a point target, the lack of findings, demonstrating immediately, to worship in caves in southern France and Spain, which the installation and decoration, dating back to times much more remote and could well have continued in that state, cannot be regarded as an argument against the existence, in Atlanta, what, in vain, is being sought in the peripheral areas of Europe, remains a mystery involving the conditions under which indigenous cultures have to evolve. It is rare phenomena, subject to certain place. Oswald Spengler noted, and with fairness, the nature of vegetative development. By its own standards, flourishing in a specific location that offers the exact and peculiar conditions, which require for their existence singular and specific. Moreover, advanced civilizations are luxury products. Its flowering requires abundance, because the shortage wilt and die. They are the wealth condition of the soil. Evolved and blossomed in this environment, preferably in places of dense vegetation, largely guaranteeing the livelihood of its people and producing more than necessary. We find them in the Nile Valley, fertilized and watered by the sacred river, the alluvial lands, the fertile Euphrates and Tigris rivers, the landscape of sandy, clay loam of China, at last, always and only in areas of lush vegetation, Visosa. Europe and the stages of glaciation was not part of those regions. A narrow strip of fertile their land was located between the southern alpine glaciers and vast icy expanse to the north, down to 52 degrees latitude. And even this small band was still all wet with the waters of melting, accumulated in ponds, puddles and swamps, so far as is demonstrated by the Siberian tundra, a representative landscape of Europe in the stages of glaciation. Although it was ideal for hunting, European soil was not suitable for horticulture and the works of construction, and therefore gave rise to a culture of hunters, but failed to produce an advanced civilization, which is a prerequisite sedentary people, done a fertile ground. The findings made in soil confirm this diagnosis. Different conditions prevailed in Atlantis. There was all concentrated in a generous nature could offer a privileged country, ideal climate, favorable location, in a sea of warm water, strong sunlight, abundant rainfall and, consequently, fertility almost tropical. Reality, Yes, legend, no.